this track doesn't wake you up, nothing will. That's Acid Rain from Liquid Tension's Experiments first album from 1999, featuring, of course, John Petrucci on and some pretty amazing guitar work there. And a fellow by the name of Jordan something on keyboards. And pretty heavy stuff. Mixing that kind of instrumental, kind of heavy rock, progressive metal vibe. Yes, I would say it is. It does. And I'm doing it very well. Acid Rain was the name of the track. Also in there, Uriah Heep from the album Abominog. And the track That's the Way That It Is. In Alan White's Ooh Baby from 1976. And I've got a bit of a soft spot for mid-80s Uriah Heep. I mean, it is, you know, in the middle of that hair metal craze that, you know, a lot of us really didn't like. And it was one bit of a shining light, I would say, because they didn't really suffer from that, musically anyway. Anyway, all right, that's just my opinion. Been one of my favourite bands over the years has been Uriah Heep, all right, from like Magician's Birthday onwards. They really put out a bad album. That and Blue Oyster Cult. Yeah, we could talk about Blue Oyster Cult in a bit. All right, so it looks like Spain's winning. They are up 1-0 with 40 minutes played. Belgium are doing very well. And, of course, I think Spain are pretty well the favourites for this game. Belgium have played very well. And they've just scored. Oh, there you go. 1-1. Well, nothing like live radio to report on the World Cup. 1-1 for Belgium and Spain. Evenly matched now at 40 minutes. I knew that would happen when I was speaking. Anyway, let's carry on with the music. This is a little bit of what we didn't play last week from the tribute to Black Sabbath, because we had a gig at the Wise Hall with local bands playing tributes to Black Sabbath. We didn't play this one, so I thought I'd get around to it. This is Ugly Kid Joe and yeah, the Nativity in Black, NIB. I hope you enjoy it.
My love. No. how strong my love is. That's 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 how strong my
me doing a little bit of Otis Redding. That's how strong my love is. I hope you enjoyed that. I do self-indulgence a little bit here and there, because it's my radio show and I can do whatever I like. Pretty well. So I hope you enjoyed that. That's how strong my love is. Now, the reason why I picked that one is because, well, very few people actually cover that one. And the only person that I know that has was Brian Ferry way back. And I'm a big fan of Brian Ferry too. So he did a version of that was quite good. And I thought, well, I like doing covers of covers. So I kind of modelled it on his version of the Otis Redding classic. And my band, way back in the day when it first started off, started playing that song. And it was it stuck with me over the years, because it's, you know, it's one of those songs that you don't hear from Otis Redding very often anyway, because everybody does Dock of the Bay and whatnot. Anyway, that's how strong my love is. Unreleased, putting it out into the world one day, I'm not sure when. And if you are listening, you want to check out my man, Mr. M and the Allnighters.bandcamp.com is the name of the website. You can go and find stuff. Ryuichi Sakamoto in the late Ryuichi Sakamoto, and a title track from